All right, so welcome to another Deep Dives.
Okay.
Today we're diving into a world that's I don't know about you, but I find it shrouded in mystery.
Yeah.
It's the world of Freemasonry.
Ooh.
And specifically, we're going to be focusing on a German lodge
Okay.
called Rauherstein, which translates to rough stone.
Interesting.
And what I find so fascinating about this is it really blends these centuries-old traditions
Right.
with this kind of modern resurgence we're seeing.
Yes.
And you know, what's really interesting too is all our information is coming directly from their website. So it's like a window into how they're presenting themselves to the world.
It's really fascinating right off the bat that you get this mix of like really ancient ritual and a kind of contemporary revival. And it seems to be happening a lot with younger generations too. So, you know, it's like tapping into something timeless, but it's also evolving at the same time.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes it so intriguing. But before we get too lost in the mystique of it all,
Yeah.
I think we need to address kind of the elephant in the room,
Okay.
which is like, what exactly are Freemasons?
Right.
Because I think there are so many misconceptions out there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's super important to clear up some of those myths right away. It's not a religion. It's not a business network. It's not a self-help group. In fact, Rauherstein describes itself as a large common project to build the Temple of Humanity.
Oh, wow. Building the Temple of Humanity.
Yeah,
That's some pretty powerful imagery.
it is.
And it really complements their name, Rough Stone, don't you think?
It does,
Like
yeah.
each member is this rough stone
Yeah.
that's being kind of meticulously shaped into something greater.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a really good metaphor for that process of personal growth and transformation. And of course, you know, there's this historical link to the stonemasons guilds from way back in the medieval era. But, you know, modern Freemasonry as we know it today really traces its roots back to 1717 in London. So not quite as old, but still, you know, pretty old.
Yeah, a few centuries.
Right.
So let's zoom in on Rauherstein itself.
Okay.
What can you tell us about this specific lodge? Like, what makes them tick?
Well, they're actually a relatively small lodge, nestled in Starnberg, Germany, part of a much larger German Grand Lodge system. And membership is exclusively male. They draw from a really diverse group of backgrounds.
Got it.
But the thing that unites them is this shared belief in a higher being.
Interesting.
Now, it's really important to note that they're not tied to any one religion. It's not a religious organization,
Got it.
just a belief in something.
Interesting. So I'm picturing a real mix of guys.
Absolutely.
But you know, now I'm curious about their activities.
Okay, yeah.
Like what actually goes on behind those closed doors?
Well, their website outlines a few key things. First, there's this thing called temple work, which they describe as very ritualistic and like profoundly focused on inner development. And as for the details, well, shrouded in secrecy, of course, is to the mystique.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
A little secret society.
Who doesn't love a good secret society?
Exactly.
But beyond the veiled rituals and all that, they also have a lot of social gatherings. And they have these lively discussions on all sorts of topics.
Oh, wow. Like what?
I mean, everything. Like, you know, think about the pros and cons of digitalization, or even like the complexities of tolerance versus just enduring something.
Wow, that sounds like some pretty intense intellectual conversation.
Yeah, they run the gamut. Lots of different things they talk about.
And then I also noticed they mentioned guest evenings, which seems to be a way for potential members,
Right.
call them seekers,
Yeah.
to kind of dip their toes into the Freemason water.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a chance for people who are curious to get a little taste of what the lodge is like and, you know, meet some of the members.
Okay, so say someone is intrigued.
Okay.
They've gone to a couple of guest evenings. They're
Yeah.
feeling the pull.
Right.
What's the process of actually becoming a Freemason?
Oh, it's not like joining a gym. There's a little more to it. Their Enklopfen section, which means knocking, lays it all out. It starts with an initial contact. Then you have a kind of cautious meeting. Then more of those guest evenings. And then a formal request to become a member. And then, of course, the final hurdle, the secret ballot.
So it's not just signing on the dotted line.
Not exactly. No.
There's a real vetting process.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And they really emphasize that the initiative has to come from the individual.
Yes.
No recruitment tactics allowed.
Right.
Which makes sense given their focus on self-improvement.
Exactly.
And, you know, consciously choosing to be part of something larger.
Yeah, it's about making a choice.
Yeah.
It's not about being pulled in.
So now I'm curious about the current state of Freemasonry in Germany.
Okay.
Like, what are our sources telling us?
Okay, well, their Gegenwart section, meaning present,
yeah,
highlights that there's been this global surge in Freemasonry.
Really?
Yeah, over the past few decades. Mm. But it's not like a one-size-fits-all kind of thing.
Right.
There's a lot of diversity.
Okay.
You have progressive lodges, traditional lodges.
Right.
Coexisting.
Yeah.
Each with their own unique flavor.
Okay, so Rauherstein specifically.
They identify with like a humanitarian and modern approach.
Okay.
So they're kind of in that vein.
Got it. So they're trying to adapt to the times while keeping their principles?
Yeah, seems to be the case.
And something that I found really interesting is that they mention this resurgence of interest, especially among younger men.
Mm.
Why do you think that is?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, could it be a reaction to, you know, how hyper-connected everything is now.
Right.
And yet how isolating it can feel.
Mm.
You know, it's like everyone's connected online,
yeah,
but not necessarily in person.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a search for meaning and connection.
Right.
In a world that feels kind of fragmented.
Yeah.
You know?
Or maybe it's the allure of tradition.
Yeah, it could go.
And ritual.
It's a good point.
In a world that's all about trends that come and go.
Yeah.
You know? It's just interesting to think about what speaks to these younger generations.
It is. It's fascinating.
And draws them to this ancient institution.
Yeah.
That a lot of people misunderstand.
Right.
You know?
It's definitely something to think about.
Yeah.
I mean, throughout the website, Rauherstein emphasizes this idea of ritual, mm-hmm, as being so central to Freemasonry. They even describe it as having like astonishing effectiveness.
Oh, wow.
For the people who really engage with it.
Mm-hmm.
But what does that actually mean, right?
Yeah, what does that look like?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, some scholars suggest it involves like these symbolic journeys.
Okay.
Moral teachings.
Mm.
And a lot of deep self-reflection.
Okay.
All orchestrated within this framework of ritual and tradition.
So it's almost like a language.
Yeah.
That speaks to a deeper part of us.
Right.
Right.
I think that's a good way to put it.
Like it bypasses that purely rational mind.
Yeah, yeah.
And taps into something more primal.
Right. Something more intuitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like in a world that's so dominated.
Yeah.
By the rational and the technological.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Maybe this is part of the appeal.
Could be.
You know?
Yeah.
A space where ritual and symbolism kind of provide a counterbalance.
Right.
A way to connect with those deeper aspects of ourselves.
Yes.
And explore those mysteries within.
I think you're right on the money there.
It's certainly giving us a lot to ponder already.
It is.
We've got this blend of personal growth.
Yeah.
Ritual.
Right.
Community.
Uh-huh.
All within the context of Rauherstein.
Yeah.
And this broader resurgence of interest in Freemasonry.
Right.
But I feel like we're just scratching the surface here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. We've only just begun to peel back the layers of this thing.
There's so much more to uncover about this world of Rauherstein, mm-hmm, and this enduring allure of Freemasonry.
It's really fascinating.
So stay with us as we delve a little deeper.
Yes, definitely.
Into this fascinating world.
Okay. As we kind of dig deeper into Rauherstein, one thing that keeps coming up is this idea of self-improvement.
Yeah, it's not just joining a club.
Right.
It's about like actively working on yourself.
Yeah, it's about transformation.
They even use this phrase, working on the rough stone.
Yeah.
Which I find really powerful. But like, what does that work actually look like?
Yeah, good question.
What are they striving for?
Well, it seems to be about refining those rough edges that we all have.
Okay.
You know, like, yeah, think back to the idea of shaping those individual stones.
Right.
To fit perfectly in that temple of humanity.
Right.
It hints at becoming more tolerant. More compassionate.
Yeah.
Really, just better members of society.
Which makes me think of that quote from Lessing.
Yeah.
That they have on their website.
Right.
He talks about yearning for men who can transcend prejudice.
Yes.
And aren't like blinded by someone's social status,
mm,
or like confined by whatever dogma they were raised with.
Right. It's about seeing beyond those surface level things.
It suggests this broader vision of personal development.
I think so, yeah.
That's not just about individual growth.
Yeah.
It's about nurturing a mindset.
Exactly.
That values critical thinking.
Yeah.
Open-mindedness.
Uh-huh.
And like a sense of shared humanity.
It's about connecting with each other on a deeper level.
And it seems like there's social gatherings.
Yeah.
Where they have those lively discussions on all sorts of topics.
Yeah.
Kind of support that idea.
Right. It's like a perfect place to challenge those assumptions.
Yeah.
And really broaden your perspective.
And remember, they specifically say that their members come from these diverse backgrounds.
Yeah, they do.
With a whole spectrum of beliefs.
And that's seen as a good thing. It's not a problem. It's like a strength.
It enriches the whole lodge.
Exactly.
So it's not about like everyone agreeing on everything.
Right. It's not about uniformity.
It's about like engaging in respectful dialogue and learning from each other's experiences.
Right.
Which brings us back to that resurgence of interest in Freemasonry.
Yeah.
Especially with younger men.
Yeah.
Could it be that this kind of environment that encourages open-mindedness, personal growth, and genuine connection is like what people are craving?
It's a good point.
You know?
Yeah.
In the world today.
I mean, you gotta wonder what goes on in those lodge discussions.
Yeah.
What kind of debates happen when you bring all these guys together with such different viewpoints, but united by this shared commitment to self-improvement.
Yeah. I'm picturing passionate exchanges. Respectful disagreements.
Yeah.
Maybe even those moments of profound connection.
It's like a melting pot of ideas.
Yeah.
All tempered by respect.
And that dedication to the core values of the lodge.
Exactly.
And then there's the ritual aspect.
Right.
That we touched on earlier.
Yeah.
They describe the temple work as really impactful, even though the details are secret.
Right.
What role do you think ritual plays in that transformative process?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
I mean, rituals, they often involve symbolism, repetition, and the sense of the sacred.
Yeah.
They can be really powerful.
Right.
For introspection, self-reflection, and connection to something bigger than yourself.
I mean, imagine stepping into a lodge for the first time.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I can only imagine.
Dimly lit room.
Yeah.
Hushed whispers.
Uh-huh.
These centuries-old rituals unfolding.
Right.
It must feel like stepping back in time.
Yeah.
Into this world of mystery.
Absolutely.
And symbolism.
And in a world that's so dominated by technology.
Yeah.
Right.
And like the rationale.
Yeah.
Maybe this is part of what draws people in.
I think so.
This appeal to the senses.
Yeah.
To the ancient.
Uh-huh.
The mysterious.
It's like a counterbalance
to
all the information overload and the crazy pace of life.
Yeah.
That we're all experiencing.
This makes me think about their description of the initiation process.
Oh, yeah.
That knocking.
Yeah.
The guest evenings. Mm-hmm. The formal request.
Right.
The secret ballot.
Yeah.
It's like this gradual process of discovery.
It is very deliberate.
For both the potential member.
Yeah.
And the lodge.
It's about finding the right fit.
So they're looking for individuals.
Yeah.
Who are ready
to
embark on this path.
Right.
Of self-discovery.
Yeah.
And growth.
And who are drawn to the principles.
Right.
Not just out of curiosity.
Yeah, it's got to be genuine.
It's about a deeper desire.
Yeah.
To be part of something meaningful.
And maybe those who are seeking that blend of ritual.
Yeah, could
community.
Be. Uh-huh.
And personal transformation.
Yeah. Raherstein seems to offer a unique combination.
It is fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
This ancient tradition.
Yeah.
With all the secrecy.
Yeah.
The ritual.
Right.
Finding new life in the modern world.
I know. It really makes you wonder.
Yeah.
What are these guys getting out of it?
Like,
what insights are they gleaning?
Yeah. What are they learning?
About themselves.
Huh?
About the world.
Yeah.
About human nature.
Are they applying it to their lives outside the lodge?
Right.
Those are some thought-provoking questions.
They are.
And it seems like we've only just started to unravel the layers of this whole thing.
There's a lot more to explore.
Stay tuned, because our deep dive into the world of Raherstein and the enigma of Freemasonry continues. Welcome back to our deep dive, you know, into the world of Freemasonry.
Yeah.
We've been exploring this, you know, the perspective of Raherstein.
Right.
this lodge in Germany,
yeah,
uncovering all these layers of ritual and self-improvement.
Right, right.
And community.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but it feels like we're peeling back the layers of an onion here.
Absolutely.
Every layer we peel back, there's like more intrigue.
Yeah, yeah. It's really interesting how this lodge, even though it's got these ancient traditions, it presents itself as very modern and humanitarian.
I'm kind of curious about this modern approach.
Yeah.
To Freemasonry, they talk about.
Yeah.
What do you think they're trying to convey with that?
I think it's about emphasizing values like tolerance.
Okay.
Open-mindedness.
Yeah.
And personal growth.
Uh-huh.
But doing it in a way that makes sense for today's world.
Right, right.
Remember how they describe themselves as a lodge of discussion?
Yeah.
Where members can engage with all these different viewpoints?
Mm-hmm.
It's like creating this little microcosm of society,
yeah,
where you can have real dialogue and understanding.
Which I feel like we need.
Definitely.
Especially in a world that can feel really polarized.
Absolutely, yeah.
And, you know, they're very clear about not being a religion.
Yes, very important distinction.
Or a business network.
Right.
Which is key to clearing up those misconceptions.
Yeah, exactly.
About Freemasonry.
It's not about dogma.
Right.
It's not about networking.
Right.
It's about something much deeper.
Yeah, they're offering this unique space.
Yeah.
For men from all walks of life to connect.
Yeah.
On a deeper level.
Uh-huh.
To engage in these meaningful rituals.
Right.
And to work on themselves.
Right.
But within this supportive community.
Yeah, it's like a sanctuary for the soul.
And they talk about this work on the self,
yeah,
as contributing to this larger purpose,
yeah,
this building of a temple of humanity.
Right. Powerful image.
Yeah.
It suggests that individual growth,
yeah,
and societal progress are kind of intertwined.
Mm.
So by working on ourselves, smoothing out our rough edges,
right,
we're also contributing to a more harmonious world.
Makes me think of that Lessing quote again.
Yeah, that's a good connection.
You know,
yeah.
About the longing for men,
uh-huh,
who can transcend prejudice.
Right.
Who value truth and critical thinking.
Yeah.
And who treat each other with respect, right, regardless of social standing.
It's so relevant today.
It really is.
Especially with everything going on.
You know?
Yeah.
With all the division and intolerance.
Right. It's like we need those values more than ever.
And maybe that's why we're seeing this renewed interest.
Yeah, it could be.
In Freemasonry.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's like people are yearning for something,
yeah,
that goes beyond the superficiality,
uh-huh,
and all the divisions.
The noise. Yeah.
Of modern life.
The search for something deeper.
Yeah.
Something real.
So what does all this mean
for
our listener?
Yeah, why should they care?
Why should they care about Freemasonry?
Good question.
You know?
Well, I think it gives us a glimpse,
yeah,
into this world that a lot of people don't really understand.
Right.
And it's a world that's finding new life in the 21st century.
Yeah. It really makes you think about the role of ritual.
Yeah.
Community.
Yeah.
And personal growth.
In our own lives.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it challenges us to think about how we can contribute.
Right.
To building that temple of humanity.
Yeah. Good point.
Both within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
How do we become better versions of ourselves?
Well, how do we make a difference?
How do we contribute to a more just,
yeah,
and compassionate society?
Those are big questions.
These are big questions.
That Rauherstein and Freemasonry as a whole,
yeah,
really ask us to think about.
And maybe as Lessing suggested.
Yeah.
It all starts with questioning our assumptions.
Uh-huh.
Embracing open dialogue.
Right.
And striving to be more tolerant.
Yeah.
And compassionate.
It's about recognizing our shared humanity.
Mm.
Even when we disagree.
Well, this has been a really fascinating journey.
It has.
Into the world of Rauherstein.
Yeah.
And this enduring allure of Freemasonry.
Absolutely.
But I'm left with one final question.
Okay, shoot.
They quote Lessing.
Yeah.
Right. Talking about this desire for men who can rise above prejudice.
Right.
Is that still relevant today?
Hmm.
And how can Freemasonry,
yeah,
with its emphasis on personal growth and community,
right,
actually contribute to that vision?
That's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
I think the answer might be found not just in the lodge,
hmm,
but in how we choose to live our lives out in the world.
Yeah.
How we treat each other.
Yeah.
How we try to make the world a better place.
That's a challenge we all face.
Definitely.
Regardless of whether we're Freemasons or not.
Couldn't agree more.
Well, thank you for joining us on this journey of discovery.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we encourage you to keep exploring.
Yeah.
Keep questioning.
Absolutely.
And keep striving to become the best versions of yourselves.
Well said.
Until next time.